People don't usually plan to experience homelessness. Life just takes unexpected turns. But for some guests of the Brother Francis Shelter in Anchorage, like Mike Hindman, the experience leaves them with more hope than anything else. When I spent the night at the shelter late last month, he greeted me and other guests at the door.
All right, anybody and everybody who walks inside, please come in line up on the right-hand side. How you doing?
It was an unusually calm summer evening. 26-year-old Michael Hindman was monitoring the entrance area to the shelter and checking for contraband like weapons or alcohol.
Anything inside your pockets I can see real quick?
Burly and tall with a goofy smile, the name of an ex-girlfriend tattooed in delicate script on his arm, Hindman never saw himself in a place like Brother Francis. He was young, strong, making good money.
In the back of my mind, I thought, why are people homeless? Like, I've always had a job. Why don't people work? And why don't people do this? And, maybe I didn't have compassion or sympathy at first.
And then he made a mistake.
This is the part of the story where I got to tell the truth, okay? This is my big blip. I was in Dutch Harbor, Alaska, working as a longshoreman.
Hindman got involved with drugs. He was busted for buying narcotics for an undercover cop. He pleaded guilty to a felony and went to prison.
I learned my lesson right off the bat. My first 30 minutes in jail, I realized this is not for me. And then besides that 30 minutes, I had another 18 months to learn the same lesson, thinking, this is definitely not for me,
As part of the plea deal, he gave the state everything he owned. He was released this spring in Anchorage, a town he had never visited and where he had no friends. He walked out with nothing but purple prison underwear, donated clothing, and a quarter in his pocket. After sleeping rough for a couple nights, someone told Hindman about Brother Francis. He began volunteering as a door monitor in exchange for secure housing at the shelter and help finding a job. Hindman says it completely changed his perspective.
I no longer pass judgment when I walk by somebody. It's more just what can I do to help, because whether the person, maybe they are an alcoholic or maybe they do have a temper problem or maybe they have some kind of flaw, but I think all of us do. And more what I try to worry about now is that person cold?
He says working at the door lets him see people's lives turn around. One day they're tired and stressed, and a few weeks later, they have a job and are looking bright. That's his story, too. He was recently hired as a cook on the North Slope, but during his off weeks, he'll be back at the shelter, helping out and saving money to rent a place of his own. Hindman sees beauty in the echoey concrete halls.
Seeing people with nothing to their name, but they give everything they can to the next guy that also has nothing, Maybe, they got two jackets and it's raining outside. They'll give somebody their only jacket, I know people that make $100,000 a year that probably wouldn't let you borrow their jacket,
He says he stays positive and hopes it helps others stay that way as well. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.